The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We welcome you back once again to our Silsila, the Special 10, where we are briefly looking at the blessed lives of those individuals whom the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam blessed with the glad tidings of heaven, of paradise within this very world. And we were looking at the beautiful life of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. And before we continue, let's hear a blessing of reciting Durood-e Paak upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening will gain my intercession on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Rasulullah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has the honor and the speciality of being the first in a lot of matters. And from amongst them, let's hear a few of the specialities that he possessed, few of the things that he was first for. It is stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was the first person to become a Muslim. He was the first person to accept Islam. He was also the first person to name the Quran Sharif Mus'haf. He was also the first person after the Holy Prophet ﷺ to gather the Quran, to start to gather the blessed Quran, which the work of which was completed later on. He is the first Khalifa who got Khilafat, who obtained Caliphate during the life of his father as well, whilst his father was alive. And he was the first person who gained and who obtained the title of Khalifa, who obtained this title. He was the first person to be given this title. And he will be the first from the Ummah of the Holy Prophet ﷺ to enter Paradise. So these are some of the specialities of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu in terms of him being first. Now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, throughout his entire life, we've had a very brief look at the vast amount of stuff that we could look at the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Just like his life was full of love, his passing away was also full of love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he passed away on the 22nd Jamadul Akhir, in the 13th year after Hijrah, after the migration to Medina, on the blessed day of Monday, after a time of Caliphate which lasted for 2 years and 7 months. And the leaders of believers in Umar radiallahu anhu, he was the one who led the funeral prayer of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. And Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu was buried inside the blessed tomb beside the blessed and the beautiful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Now, Allama Imam Abdul Rahman Jami Quddisa Sirruhu Sami has narrated a faith refreshing dream from the last days of the blessed life of the first Caliph Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu in his famous book Shawahidun Nubuwa. And a portion of that narration is that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu has said, once during the final part of the night, I was blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore two white pieces of cloth, and I was joining both of their edges. Suddenly, both pieces of cloth became green and began to glisten. Their sparkle was dazzling to the eyes. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted me by saying, Assalamu alaikum, shook my hand and greeted me and kept his hand on my painful chest, due to which the intense grief of my heart was removed. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, O Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, I have a great desire to meet you. Has the time not yet come for you to come to me? I wept intensely in my dream to such an extent that even my family members came to know about it, and they told me about my weeping in that dream after I had woken up. So my dear son brothers, the devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the guide on the path of love, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, expressed his love and his desire for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at many points in his life. In fact, the leader of believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he possessed such a great treasure of perfect and unrivaled love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The condition in which he radiallahu anhu spent his days and nights perfectly showed his love for the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the apparent passing away of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life was overcome with grief, with sadness, and he radiallahu anhu found it extremely difficult to spend the days and nights of the remainder of his life, which was approximately 2 years and 7 months. And he found these 2 years and 7 months extremely difficult without the company of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he would remain sorrowful and sad in the remembrance of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu has said, and look at the beautiful saying of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, that shows us how much Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that the actual cause of the passing away of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was the apparent passing away of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The actual thing that led to the passing away of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was the apparent passing away of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of the shock and the sorrow of this, his body would quiver as a result of this, that he radiallahu anhu passed away. We can see this grief of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he radiallahu anhu found that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had apparently done parda from this world, his apparent passing away has taken place, he radiallahu anhu became restless, and out of intense grief and intense love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said a few couplets of poetry. He says, when I saw my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having apparently passed away, the houses seemed constricted to me despite their vastness. Now due to the passing away of the Prophet, my heart is shattered and my bone will remain broken forever. If only I could have been buried in my grave before the apparent passing of my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam brothers, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, is definitely the unparalleled, unmatchable devotee and the lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His illness in the grief and love for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam itself is a proof that he radiallahu anhu is the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only reason for the grief and sorrow in his heart was the remembrance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his separation from his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas our hearts, we claim to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but our hearts have become completely obsessed with the love of this world, its temporary beauty and its short lasting influence and control. Our hearts only crave and yearn for these things and sigh in sorrow only when our selfish inner desires are not fulfilled. How often do we cry in the remembrance of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now along with this, various other causes for the passing away of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu have been mentioned. According to some narrations, his passing was caused by the reoccurrence of the effect of the poison of the snake which bit him in the cave of Thawr. Another reason is reported that he, radiallahu anhu, he passed away in the sorrow and the grief of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Sa'ad and Hakim have narrated that the cause of the apparent passing of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was that once someone sent some meat as a gift to him. And Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu and Harith ibn Khalada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they both partook in eating that meat. They both ate that meat. And after having eaten some of it, Harith became, because he was a Hakim, he said, O successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stop your hand and refrain from eating this food because there is poison in this. The effect of this poison will become apparent within 1 year. You will see that both you and I will pass away on the same day within a year. Upon hearing this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu moved his hand away from the food. But the poison had done its work. Both of them remained ill from that day, and after a year, they both passed away on the same day due to the effect of that poison. So, from this narration of Hakim, as reported by Sha'bi, in another narration, is as follows. What can we expect from this wretched world in which even the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal was given poison, as was Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu? Now, as we've heard the different causes passing of the blessed individual, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, there is, in actual fact, there is no contradiction in these causes mentioned, because all of these factors, it was a combination of these three factors which led to his passing. But indeed, we have to see that this love of this world, it was because of this love, this wretched world, and this love for it, that the Blessed Prophet ﷺ and his greatest companion Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu were given poison. When these people of this world even plotted to give poison to the best of all creation, the noble Prophet ﷺ, then who is there that can consider himself protected from it? Therefore, we should all be careful, in particular Islamic scholars and leaders. And we see that lost in the love of this world, people poisoned Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, which eventually became the cause of his passing. Likewise, Sayyidina Bishr ibn Bara radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Imam Musa Qazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they all passed away due to having been poisoned. So these people, they plotted against even the best of individuals. And this was all love of the world. But when we, coming back to the topic, when we look at the love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he realized that his time is now close and he is about to pass away, before his passing away, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, he made the following will. He says that, take my body in front of the enlightened tomb of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, after humbly saying, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr is present in your eminent court. And then, if the door opens automatically, take the body inside. Otherwise, bury me in Jannatul Baqi. And according to his will, the body was placed in front of the enlightened tomb. And it was said, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Abu Bakr is present. As soon as this had been said, the lock of the door opened automatically and a voice was heard saying, join the beloved with his beloved, because the beloved is longing for his beloved. So dear Islam brothers, think carefully. The love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and also what his belief was. If Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu did not believe that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive, then he would have never made his will in which he requested for his body to be placed in front of the enlightened Rosa Mubarak of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for the people to request that in front of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, because the other Sahaba Ikram, the other companions acted upon it. So this proves that this was also their aqeedah and their belief. And this was the belief of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and all the Sahaba, that even after his passing away, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, the Prophet of mankind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his enlightened tomb and is possessor of power and authority. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And this is why Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma has said, Tu zinda hai wallah, Tu zinda hai wallah, Mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. That you are alive by Allah Azza wa Jal. You are alive. You are just hidden from my physical sight. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, when we look at the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we realize that all the Prophets alayhi wa sallam are alive. In this regard, a hadith of Ibn Majah states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ. That without doubt, Allah Azza wa Jal has made it forbidden for the earth to decay the bodies of the Prophets alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal is alive and is given sustenance. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as we have heard that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, what a beautiful passing away it was when he passed away. And he passed away with a desire still to act upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His desire is, when we look throughout his life, what was his desire when he was passing away? What desire did he express? His desire was to even follow the manner of the passing away of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this regard, Hakim al-Ummat, Shaykh Muhammad Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated that the cause of the apparent demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the recurrence of the effect of poison which he was once given in his food. Similarly, the passing away of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was due to the recurrence of the effect of poison of the snake which bit him in the cave of Thawr on the night of Hijrah, on the night of migration. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu was blessed with such a high status of Fanafir Rasul that even his demise is similar to the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The apparent passing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a Monday, and Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also left this world on a Monday night after passing the day of Monday. On the day of the apparent passing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no oil in the house to light the lamp. And at the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he left this world, there was not even enough money in the house to buy a shroud for himself. So dear Islam brothers, we learn about the similarity between the final journey to the hereafter of the Master of Medina, the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the greatest devotee Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That at the time of the apparent passing away of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no oil in the lamp, and the state of the beloved devotee of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, was that instead of running after the temporary wealth of this world, which is bound for destruction, he collected the treasure of the love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He tolerated great difficulties despite being the leader of the believers, and he always considered this condition as being the source of true satisfaction in both the worlds. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, it is stated that a few hours before his passing, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu asked his blessed daughter, his beloved daughter Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, that how many pieces of cloth were there in the shroud of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what was the day of his apparent passing. The reason for asking this question was that he had a great desire to resemble the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his shroud and the day of his passing. So that in the same way that he had followed the guide to path of salvation, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his life, he could also do so at the time of his death. This was even his desire at the time of death, to follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wanted his shroud to be like the shroud of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wanted his day of passing to be the same as the day of the apparent passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was his love for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something that we need to pick up. How much do I know about the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and then how much desire do I possess within me to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ? And bringing now this silsila to an end and mentioning the blessings of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and the blessings of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu on Dawat Islami itself. How accepted Dawat Islami is in the court of these blessed personalities. Brother has narrated his Madani Bahar for having traveled on a Madani Qafla. And this is something that I would advise all the viewers of Madani Channel. Travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, one brother has narrated that our Madani Qafla went to Balochistan, an area in Balochistan in Pakistan, in order to learn the blessed Sunnahs. And there were four small lumps in the head of one of the participants of the Madani Qafla. And because of these lumps, he was afflicted with pain on one side of his head. And whenever he would suffer from that pain, his face would become black on the affected side. And he would squirm in agony. He would be restless in agony. In the way, he was so severe, he was feeling such severe pain that we gave him some tablets and put him to sleep. When he got up in the morning, he seemed to be fit and healthy. Now, and he was very fresh. He said to us that by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, I was blessed with the vision of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my dream. And the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was with four of his closest friends in my dream. The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam signaled towards me and said to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, remove his headache. So the companion of the cave and grave, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he performed a Madani operation in such a way that he opened up my head and removed four black lumps from my brain and then said, son, nothing will happen to you now. The brother narrating this incident said that that particular brother had been completely fine and totally cured here. On his return from the Madani Qafila, he went for a checkup and the doctor was extremely surprised and shocked. And he says that this is amazing. All four lumps have vanished from your brain. Upon that, the Islamic brother started to cry. And he narrated the blessings of traveling in the Madani Qafila. And he gave an account of his dream. He told them his dream. The doctor was extremely affected and impressed. And 12 people, including some of the doctors from the hospital, made the intention to travel in the Madani Qafila for 12 days. And some of the doctors also immediately intended to adorn their faces with a sign of love for the Holy Prophet ﷺ, meaning the blessed beard. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we see and we continuously and constantly hear the blessings that Dawat Islami has received from the blessed court of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, from the blessed court of his companions alayhim ridwan. So this is what we need. This is the Madani Mahal that we need to be attached to. If we have learned a lot from the life of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, then also take this incident as inspiration and join the Madani environment of Dawat Islami and stay steadfast within the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to do so. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, here we wrap up our brief discussion on the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And as our silsila is about those blessed 10 individuals whom the Prophet ﷺ gave the glad tidings of paradise to. So inshallah azawajal, in our upcoming episode, we will move on to the next companion who will be discussing. So may Allah azawajal grant us the ability to remember and act upon and pass on to others what we've heard regarding Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and implement it into our own lives. And may Allah azawajal forgive all of our sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special 10 Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The special 10 Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The special 10 Sahaba radiyallahu anhum.